have run that shuttle through there and get it pounded together, that lever, battle. Weave thread. I feel lots of quill when I was young, weave cloth.
Mm-hmm.
Have a shuttle and have a groove cut out of it and a hole in a groove like. Pull that thread through there and put that shuttle down, or quill down in the shuttle. And
mm-hmm.
Throwing it back and forth, that shuttle unwind off of that.
Now, would they make a
quill and soon have you some cloth made day
uh-huh.
and night?
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would they make whole suits out of that?
Yeah, they could.
Did they,
make a good thick good thick shirt,
mm-hmm.
underwear? Boy, that new cloth, that sheep wool cloth, and fresh wool would scratch worse than a wildcat.
Oh, it would, yeah, scratch worse than a
wildcat. Oh, boy, you know how rough that wool.
Oh, that's just terrible. Well, now, what about sometimes that, you know, if they would wash a shirt in hot water, and then it'd get to be too small, and you, what would you'd say that it
drawed up?
Yeah, something like that. Now, that used to happen in more in the old days,
yeah.
I guess. And
boy, that old homemade cloth you weave sure won't draw up much.
Oh, it wouldn't. Oh, well, that'd be now. Now, I don't guess that your wife's like this, but sometimes there's women that like to just spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, trying to make themselves look pretty.
Mm.
Now, talking about those women that like to make themselves look pretty and, you know, stand in front of the mirror, you'd say, well, they really like to something like primp up. Have you ever heard, like to primp? Have you ever heard that?
Well, it'd be a primping up, I guess.
Well, she's all the people look like they've been primping.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Primp from out of the clothes.
Listen to him. Isn't that a sight?
Yeah, they keep primping. They primp from out of the clothes, nearly.
Well, now, what about what you would call little leather container that you'd put coins in. You put your little loose money in. Your we used to call it silver money. Of course, I don't guess it's silver anymore.
You used to have pocketbooks.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Pocketbooks and billfolds.
Yeah.
I never could find mine to get on credit. I never have one.
Well, now, what about, what would you call one of these, like I got on?
Bracelet,
I guess.
Yeah. Now, what about when women would wear beads around their neck? What would you call that? Would you call that a string of beads?
Yeah, just beads,
isn't it? Just beads.
A string of beads around her neck. Broke them, scattered them all over the place.
Yeah. Well, what about what would men wear to hold up their trousers?
Gallop? Have them homemade back when I was a kid. Knit them.
Oh, they had, what were they called now?
Gallops.
Oh, yeah. Now, what about this part right here on your overalls? What do you call that?
Gallops.
Same thing.
Buckle, yeah, that's a gallops. Hold your pantaloons on.
Mm-hmm.
People used to have these homemade waist breeches and handle oil. Had them homemade gallops and come down on button and behind the back and have them crossed back there.
Oh, yeah.